for all of you that may not know me, my name is Aiden Lovelace. Been going to this church now for a year and a half. My first day was actually Pastor Newby's last day. And I've been there, been here this long. And there have been miracles happen to my family in this church because of this church allowing God to work through us. How exciting is that, you know? And instantly connected to this church, even though that it was going through a transition, instantly connected. Along the side of what I do, I'm a bereavement coordinator at Kindred Hospice, which is just right up the road here. And so I talk to people that had a patient of ours die, and I follow up with the family afterwards, and it's just a perfect fit for me. And then also, I'm a 15-year veteran for the Army National Guard, and been deployed twice, once to Iraq and another time to Afghanistan. And Pastor asked me to preach tonight because he's going to be at district council. And I really didn't feel led to do a sermon that I'd already preached in the past. I really wanted to come up with something fresh and new, you know, for me to just think and ponder on and stuff. And so this past weekend, I had my drill weekend, and it was 3 days long. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We went down to Fort Leonard Wood, and everybody else qualified with either a saw, a 9mm, or a M16. Chaplains don't fire weapons. We carry one. It's called the Bible. And we serve the people that, you know, shoot those guns and proudly serve them. And you know, while we were there, I actually got an MRE. And I ate one and brought back so many memories. And I was like, that, I just clicked. Like, I'm going to preach on MREs. Yeah. I love and hate MREs, kind of like the internet and cell phones. Love and hate cell phones. But I ate one every day for a year when I was in Iraq. And we got to know what MREs was in each box. So there was like five different boxes that carried different MREs. And we knew, hey, we better get number 16, you know, because they have the best MREs. And they were okay. You kind of mentally prepared yourself to eat an MRE for the year. But after the year goes along, you just grow tired of MREs, you know. And sometimes you may skip a lunch while you're out on patrols and stuff like that. The thing about the MREs is it's packed full of calories. There's 6,000 calories in this one little bag of food here, and it's packed full of preservatives so they can last forever, like 10 years or something like that. They use them up to like 10 years, I think. And I got to sit there thinking, you know, I wonder how the Israelites ate their food, you know, when the soldiers that went out. And they're not like the United States, where we can afford to go to different places of the world and put our troops down and make our presence known. Mostly, Israel, they had to stay within their own country. They call Israel the crossroads of the world because you have the Middle East to the right side of the map, to the left side of the map. You have Africa. You have the Mediterranean Sea right there, and then you have all of Europe, and then even Asia can come down, funnel through there if they want to go to Africa, you know. Egypt was a very predominant place that people wanted to go and trade and stuff like that, and Africa always wanted to come up through Israel and go to any place in the world that they wanted to explore. And so many huge kingdoms came through Israel. So they had, boy, I tell you what, they really had to trust God, you know, to fight them type of battles with those type of people, telling you. But so I sat there and I thought about, you know, David and Goliath. And if one thing is that David's father told him to go down into where were they at? Gosh, where were they at? They were in a valley. He told them to go to the valley wherever they were at. I forget the name of it, and give them some food. So that's how they would get food. Sometimes their parents would send their youngest son or daughter to go down to the battlefields where they were at and provide them food. Sometimes they would bring along their own livestock, like mostly goats, and they'd have a herd of goats that would come along with them, and they'd bring chickens and stuff like that, just to have that food for them to eat. They'd also dry their meats, and they'd have jerky. A lot of jerky. I'm sure they had a lot of dates. Dates can last for a long time. Honey, unleavened bread. They carried around their own supply of MREs. But they weren't packaged like this, and they weren't filled with preservatives like these bad boys have. But it always seemed like they always got fed. They always had something to eat, you know. God has a funny way of testing those limits with us. Wouldn't you agree? You ever been through a time in your life where you don't know which way is up? You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know how you're going to get it. And you don't know how you're going to get there. But you know what? You got God on your side, and he says he's going to provide for you, so you trust in him. And man, tell me, if you agree with me, what I'm about ready to say, I need you to hear say amen. It's hard to trust in God sometimes, isn't it? It is. It's hard. Man, life, it's so hard, you know? And I think there's some valuable lessons that we can learn through an MRE. There's some valuable lessons that we can learn through these times that we might have during this life. So I'm going to open this bad boy up. Oh, and show you guys what's in one of these. This one is beef taco. This is how the guys in the military open them, y'all. We're all issued a Gerber, but most guys carry a pocket knife with them. So nowadays they package them twice. So now you once you get through that big, thick thing, now you got to go through this small little thing. It's a process to get fed in the military. Can y'all count? Let's see how many things are in here. One. You all are so smart. They take care of us, don't they? Yeah, you can go all day. You know, when they give you these, they're supposed to last you 3 days since they have 6,000 calories, 2,000 calories a day. So this is the pouch where you get the beef taco filling. And this is diced pears. And this is the condiment bag. You've got nut raisin mix. You have a carbohydrate electrolyte beverage powder, orange. This one is tortillas. Mmm. Yeah. This is cheese spread. This, I think you keep, this is how you would keep your taco filling warm. And this is for your beverage. You pour water in here and stir it up in this, and this is a heater. So you dump a, you take the top off of this. How many veterans we got here? One, two, any more? Is that it? Did you guys ever eat MREs? Not in the Navy? You get C rations? You know, us Army boys never liked you Navy boys. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. We would get... We did get lobster when we were in Afghanistan, by the way. Yeah. You believe that? I had my fair... I could eat as many hard-boiled eggs if I wanted. Whatever. I could eat as many hard-boiled eggs as I wanted. What'd you eat? Sea rations. Were these... Was it about like this? They were in cans. Better. Yeah. Spam? Tuna? No? What was your favorite? Stew. Beef stew, chicken stew, vegetable stew. Attaboy. And you were in the Navy? I knew I liked you. I knew it. We had a connection right when I saw you, I tell you. So, you put the beef taco filling in this. There's a little line right down here. You want to try to shoot for filling this up with water and get it in between those two lines. Then you close this bad boy up like this. I guess this is where you put it now. We usually would take, usually this thing would be in a box. This kind of helps it stay warm. And then you take your out. Yeah, that's how you do it, and you just let it sit there and cook. The heater is on the bottom side. It'll start to boil. The water will start to boil, and you have a hot beef taco here in a little bit. But as it's warming up, let's talk a little bit about beef taco, huh? But, you know, beef taco is meat. I love meat. I love me some cow. And I love me some of the back of the neck of a pig called bacon, okay? And, boy, when I eat meat, when I go out to any barbecue place in Kansas City, when I go back home and I feast with my family for the family fish fry that we have, I eat a lot of meat. Aiden, you want some dessert? Yeah, give me some more of them ribs, you know? It's my... You know, beginning dish, and it is my dessert. I love meat, you know. And when if you eat enough meat and you have and you don't have three small children like I do, and you have all the time in the world, the best part is you get to go lay down on the couch and go belly up and just feel the meat just, you know, overwhelm your belly, and you just feel fantastic. You can take a nap, you can watch a movie. Are we Pentecostal people in here? I mean, seriously, this is good stuff right here. Meat is good. I love meat. Now, another thing that I love is I love spiritual meat. I love it. When I was going through seminary, I got to feast on the meat from the scholars and the commentators of our generation right now. They write the commentaries in our Assembly of God literature. They write books. They write journals. They're published everywhere. You can read them all the time. It's endless, the amount of meat that you can get. I love hearing Pastor preach. I love sitting down with my wife, my family, or my friends, talking and sharing our experiences about the Lord. I love to sit there and watch and listen to guys like Bill Maher. I know that throws you off because Bill Maher is probably the most liberal Christian hater ever in the world, probably. He causes so much division, but I love listening to him because he challenges me. He makes me think, you know, this is the type of people that live in this world. So I listen to him, so I'm prepared, and I read, and I listen, and I study, and I just love doing stuff like that. That's meat. That's meat for me. Love meat. So good. It refreshes my soul. It makes me want to take a spiritual nap, rest in the Lord's presence, you know? Just take a time out, just chill, and just listen to him. Dwell in his presence. Listen to his music. All that stuff is spiritual meat. It's good stuff. Love eating, feasting on the meat God provides. Is that good stuff? Who wants to feast? Come on up here. If you want to try it, if you want to try it, come on. This is for the military, guys. I got a whole bunch of spoons up here. Got something that you can throw your dirty spoons in. Come on, guys. I ate this stuff every day for a year. Somebody else can try it.
Swallow it. Everybody else does. What? Okay,
how is it?
That's good.
Not too bad, huh? They've come a long ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Yeah, right. From the
last time. Here, you can put it.
It's so spicy.
Put your spoon in there. Yep. Tastes like chili. Who else is brave in here? Come on. There you. Yeah. Yeah. Give her a hand. Come on. Get down here. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Come on. Show them some enthusiasm, crowd. Let's get them. What's your name?
Kathy.
Where are you from?
Lee Summit.
Figures. Lee Summit people are tough. That's where I'm from.
It's really good. It actually is. It does taste like chili.
Sweet. Little beef taco. Feasting on some meat.
It's good. It is.
Good. All right. Yeah. Hey, 4 for 4. 4 for 4. Let's give him a hand. All right. Not too shabby. And, you know, you got your tortillas there. Put some of your tortillas on that. You can also, another thing that you could put in there, where'd it go? Your cheese spread. Put a little cheese, a little flavor on there. And then in your condiment package, there's salt. Put a little salt in there. I think there's pepper. We'll get to that condiment package next. is the another lesson that we can learn is the nutritious side of the MRE. You got your nuts, you got your raisins. Nuts are perfect for military folks. You know why? Because we're nuts. Yeah. So you are what you eat. And then we got some pears here. And what I like about the nutritious side of things is that, you know, the things I was talking about, the meat, that's like deep, rich, heavy, you know, study in the words of God and, you know, a lot of intellectual talk and stuff. But you know what? There's another side of our walk. It's the nutritious side. It's that growth, that relationship that we have with God. There's a long word that we like to use, but a lot of people tend to ignore. Sanctification. Sanctification means that your salvation does not mean that you're magically going to wake up the next day and by golly, you're going to be Jesus. You're going to be perfect in every single way. That is a complete farce. That is a lie. Because let me tell you, if I'm not perfect, nobody else is perfect, okay? But we all go through these lessons that we learn in life to help us mature in our walk with God. If you feel like you've got it all figured out, just wait, because it's all going to come crumbling down. Because you don't. Nobody does. It is a continual, endless walk with God throughout your entire life. Because you need him. You have a desire to want him. You have a desire to love him, to be with him. I love the song where it says, God, wherever you are, that's where I'll be. God, if wherever you're not, I am not there. I want to be in your presence all the time. That's nutritious. That's refreshing. That's the water that we get, that renewal, cleansing the Holy Spirit gives us when we just feel dirty inside, where you know you just messed up. You know you did something wrong. You know that you shouldn't have done that, but you did it anyway, and you feel convicted. You feel terrible. You feel lost. You feel defeated. You feel depressed. Life just seems to overwhelm you and put this cloud over you. But man, there's this nutrition that you can have during that time, that relationship with God that we forget to have and we need. Sometimes we forget that, but God renews us and cleanses us and makes us something that we never would have thought we could be. Are you with me? Am I preaching? Good. Who wants some pears? Anybody try some pears? I'll come to you. Ooh, man, I had this knife on this heater. It's hot. I better get this thing off before it melts this thing. Who wants some pears? Somebody got to try some pears. No, they actually have this plastic spoon. It's pears. It looks like syrupy pears.
They taste fresh.
Yeah. Do they? Really?
Yeah, actually.
Wow. Don't let anybody else. I haven't ate one for like 10 years. I didn't like them. The one I had this last weekend, it was chicken. It was called chicken, but it tasted like tuna. So I was a little thrown off. Oh, she asked, what does MRE stand for? It means meal ready to eat. I'll give it back to you. I'll give it back to you when we're done. Anybody else? Meal ready to eat. All right. Okay, the last group did four, so we got three now. We need one more, so be prepared. Mentally prepare yourself now. You know what it tastes like? Are you a veteran? Oh. What was that?
That was really good.
Really good. You were voluntold?
Yeah.
Hey, we're in the military because people get voluntold to do stuff all the time. Welcome to the military. How about it?
Like pears.
Like pears?
Yep. Just like it.
All right. We got some brave people in here. Here you go. You're welcome. She's going to finish them off for me. Does anybody want to finish off this chili? Who wants it? I'll give you the works, man. You were kidding? Okay. Who wants some nuts? Nuts and raisin mix.
Got another nutty person. Probably missed his calling in the military.
Hey, look what's in here. There's almonds, there's walnuts, there's peanuts, there's raisins, and there's M&Ms. Yeah.
Wow. Oh boy. Stop.
All right. Well, this one's a crowd favorite. Oh, whoa, two in a row. It's like hunting mushrooms. Still got plenty. Yeah, right. Hey, we're having fun in here, aren't we? We can have fun in church. Anybody back here in the back? David? Still got some left. Frank? Come on, man. Take it. All right. Yeah. This is all right. Now, does anybody just want to have the drink and just try it later? I'm going to give it to you. How about the little girl in the back? Do you want this? It's like Kool-Aid. It's like Kool-Aid. Give it to your children before they go to bed. Yeah. All right. What? No, I know you're not kidding. All right. So I guess the third thing is there's always something sweet in the MRE. They had M&Ms in the raisin mix, and then they had this drink. Let me tell you something sweet. My last deployment, it was tough. It was really hard. The battlefield wasn't in Afghanistan for me. It was back home, you know. We faced a lot of issues, a lot of trials, personal trials, you know. I tell you, I was ready to come back home. I was ready. So on our way back home, I was deployed for 10 months, almost 11. We counted 11 because we earned 30 days of leave, I think. So 30 days of paid leave, I think. It may have been 15, but I'm pretty sure it's 30. And it was tax-free. That's pretty sweet. So I got back home. We got off the airplane, and I was at Fort Hood, and we had to stay at Fort Hood for 3 days before we got to go back home to Kansas City. When you're in Afghanistan or even Iraq, when you're inside the base camp, you are always walking on something that is of some sort of a rock, whether it's concrete or gravel. You are always walking on rocks, always. And you get a workout in because it's like walking on sand. basically. I mean, they just pounded that stuff out. And so when I got back home, I got two duffel bags, and I had one on my back and one on my front, and I'm just sitting there. I'm happy, just going, you know, going to the barracks. First time I set foot on American soil. And when you know it, I stepped on a rock, and I twisted my ankle, and it swelled up like a balloon, and that was not sweet. But 3 days later, I got to go back home. I got to see my wife, got to see London, got to see my parents. That's sweet, man. That's sweet. And you know what we did? My wife was pregnant with Rome, and we went to Disney World, and I had a jacked up ankle. And my wife was like 34 weeks pregnant at the time, and we went on this long, 32 weeks pregnant or something. We went on this long trip to Florida. And if you ever want to go to Disney World, don't take a stroller, take a wheelchair, okay? Because you have to leave the stroller outside of the rides and stuff. But when you're in a wheelchair, you get wheeled right up to the front of the line. It was sweet. And we got the best seats. We got in to the rides quicker than anybody there. Anytime we go to Disneyland, I don't care if my wife is pregnant or injured. She's riding in a wheelchair, okay? And it was sweet. That's sweet. There was a time in my life I was dealing with some grief. I had lost someone in my life. And, boy, I had a real hard time. I had a cat. His name was Football. He never cuddled with me, ever. And there was a place on my heart. I could still feel it. I called it the scab. Because I could feel the pressure leave from it, and it would and then it would come back, and he would massage it with his paws and lay on top of it, you know, that was bitter. And I went through this grief for like 4 months, and I was sick and tired of it. I didn't want to feel like that anymore. It was I was consuming my life. Someone just told me. One of my buddies told me, you need to go home and you need to pray through this thing, man. And so I did. I prayed. I was loud. I was obnoxious. I had snot bubbles. I was crying. I looked terrible. I even drove 2 hours while going through this mess, just nonstop. I'm done, God. I'm done feeling like this. I need you constantly. It took me 5 hours. And when I got back home, I was pulling into the driveway, and I took a deep breath. And right when I breathed in, I heard my spirit say, this is it. And I took a deep breath out. It was gone. And I never cried. I never felt any regret or guilt. It was all gone. That's sweet. The MRE has a lot of lessons we can learn, man. We need to seek God. We need to seek Jesus. Help us get through those tough times. Because even though there may be a gray cloud over our lives sometime, boy, it's sweet when you get to the other side, man. There may be storms that you may be going through in life, but man, it's sweet when that storm's over and you could say, we did it, God. We made it through it, and I'm better for it. Sometimes those trials they're not designed to put you down and make you feel like you're worthless or insignificant. They are designed to teach you something. They're designed to draw you closer to God, because when we are weak, he's strong. When are we weak? We're not weak when we're strong, when everything's going right and we're prosperous and we have a job and we have, you know, everybody's alive and everything's going great and nobody's in the hospital and everybody's healthy and nothing's going on in life. When do we have a chance to grow? We don't. I always like the mountaintop and the valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. When you go up onto the mountaintop, guess what's there? Perspective, a view, an amazing feeling, bliss, It's awesome. I've never climbed a mountain, but I'm sure if I got to a top of a mountain, I'd be shouting to high heavens. I'd be thanking God for everything he did. And then guess what you have to do? You can't stay up there. There's nothing up there. You can't live up there. You have to go back down into the valley. That's where the water is. That's where the food supply is. That's where the meat is. That's where the nutrition is. That's where you're going to find stuff to help you grow and live. The valley is the place to be. But when you get there, I mean, you always want to find God. Because even in Jeremiah, it says God was in the thick darkness. Darkness, God is still there, you know. And this thing, this package, it's almost like it's insignificant because you don't use all of it. You don't eat all of it. There's gum. I'm going to give this to the gal that had, what's your name? Vicky? That's for the gum that you had to spit out while eating the, see? And then they have some towelettes to wipe your face off with. They have matches in here. They have moist towelettes, sugar, sweeten up your food a little bit. You got creamer for your coffee. And then this is instant coffee. And there's a little iodized salt in here. You may not use all of it. You may not use it at all. Most likely you won't eat. You won't pull from that usually ever. The people think that it may be insignificant. But I don't care what you say. Somebody's going to reach in here and need this. Sometimes your breath is going to stink, and you're going to have to pull out that gum and eat it because there's other people that you're around. And you're around somebody all the time in the military, you know. Have some manners and some courtesy. Eat the gum, you know. And then you got coffee. You got towelettes, moist towelettes. You could start a fire. I mean, those are things that help us survive. We need those things. We need that flavor. We need things that help us, you know? And some people think that they're this little condiment bag, insignificant. And let me tell you, you are not insignificant. I don't care where you're at, how old you are, what color your skin is, what color your hair is, how much hair you have on your head or not, whether your eyesights are going bad, whether you're in bad health, whether you're in good health, I don't care. Whether you're a little girl or a little boy, you are significant. God can use you in very, very powerful ways. If you don't believe that, then you're allowing yourself to tell yourself a lie. And you need to rebuke that in the name of Jesus and tell yourself that you are significant. You are significant. It's like $10,000. Frank, if I gave you $10,000, would you take it? What if I dipped it in some spoiled milk? I mean, just nasty milk, and I spoiled it and said, here you go, Frank, would you take it? Yeah, you would take it. It's just the same thing as life. God sees you as, spoiled milk, $10,000. You take the $10,000 that's saturated in spoiled milk because it's never lost its value. No matter what you've gone through life, no matter how sinful you may feel, no matter what you've gone through in life, no matter how you feel, I know I said that twice because I said it with a purpose. It's because you are significant. Every one of you, every single one of you are significant, especially to God. You will never fail. You will always live. Come on. You will always be free. The military can only do so much, but in Christ, you are set free. God is the one that's by our side. There was a battle in Psalms. It was in Psalms. God went with David, and he could hear the Spirit's wind go through the trees. He's around us, people. He hears you. He knows you. Get this. He loves you. I like what old Mike Huckabee said. If we didn't have the choice to love God, it would be like rape. Think about that. He gives us the opportunity to love him. And when you love him, it's genuine. I love God. How many of y'all in here love God? He's good. More than what we can give him credit for. We don't even understand. We don't get it. We really don't. He's that good. He's awesome. One of these days, we won't even have to feel this stuff. All this sinful world, negativity, crap. Gone. Everything. You're in the presence of God. Bam. Won't ever have, you don't even have to fight a battle now. You're secure. God's good. All the time. God is good. Yeah. I think now is a good time to pray. Let's close in prayer. God, I lift everyone up here into your holy, excellent, mighty presence. And I'm going to give an opportunity for people here to confess. Who feels like they're insignificant? Raise your hand. Okay. God, I pray for these people right now that think that they're insignificant, and I just want you to knock them into next week and tell them and make them realize 100% that you hear them and that you love them and that they are significant. How many of y'all feel like there's a cloud hanging over your head constantly, all the time right now? Who would like to confess that? God, I pray in the name of Jesus that that cloud is lifted. They find that perspective and allow them to mature in their time of sorrow and grief and difficulties. But they may need to know that it may last a while. It's only for a season. Just speak to their hearts. Allow them to claim a scripture and cling to that scripture and cling on to you, God. How many of y'all feel like you need more meat and nutrition in your life? How many of y'all been slacking, or you feel convicted that you've been slacking? Who could say that? Who could confess that by raising your hand? There's some honest people in here, God, and I just pray that you just light a fire in them to make them want to be around you all the time. They feel the conviction now. Allow them to open up and to receive you, God. God, you're awesome. We love you. And we walk out of this church knowing that you're with us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I feel like we had church tonight. Amen. All right, go and live out the life of God.